Right. Mm-hmm. 谢谢你，谢谢。 Thank you. 谢谢。 When the disciples asked the Lord Jesus and said, "Teach us to pray." You know, it's very wonderful that the Lord immediately says, "Well, this is the way you pray. Our Father who is in heaven, our Father." You're not praying to a strange God that you didn't know. But immediately the Lord told us that this very wonderful God not only wants to be our Father, but is indeed the Father of all His believers. The Father. It's really wonderful. That's why in the Gospel of John it talks about you must be born again. You must be born again. You see, to be a believer is not just to believe, but to receive the Spirit of God into you, into your spirit. And by doing so, you receive the life of God into you and you're born again. How did you become the son of your father, Valentino? Yeah, you were born of your parents, right? Is there any other way to be a son of your father? No, impossible. You cannot be, you know, where did you come from? Did your father found you in a garbage can and I have pity on you and take you out? No? Is that how he became your father? No. How did he become your father? How did you become his son? You were born of your parents. You were begotten of your father. That's why in the Bible you have the genealogy. Abraham begot Isaac, Isaac begot Jacob, Jacob begot blah, 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 12 sons, and then etc., etc. Right? It's a matter of being born. So if you turn to John, do you have John? You don't have the gospel? You can show him, please. Yeah. John chapter 3. The Lord told Nicodemus, "Nicodemus, you have to be born again. You have to be born again. That means you have to be born the second time. The first time, you were begotten through Peter. I know Peter very well. I missed him. If you see your father, tell him that I say hi to him, right? In your first birth, you receive your life from your father. That's your first birth. But that's a human birth from your parents. You receive your human life. Well, that is not enough. Jesus says you must be born a second time. And this second time, some translation says you must be born from above. From the life of God. And this life of God is the spirit that gets into you. And it makes your human spirit alive and you become one spirit with the Lord Jesus. And that's why you become a son of God. You're born the second time. The first time, you're a son of man, son of Peter. Right? Peter, right? Lesher, right? Peter Lesher. That's a human life that you receive. Not a second time you were born from above by the Holy Spirit of God coming into you to give you the divine life and you become a son of God. So to be born again just once is not adequate. Sorry. You can be a nice human being, but you cannot see the kingdom of God. You may be a very good man. you may be, well, a fine person. And you look fine. Look at a fine young man, right? Look at a fine young sister here, young girl here, right? But just to be fine is not good enough. The Lord says, unless you're born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Because the human life that you receive from your parents qualifies you for a human kingdom. Right. You can be a citizen of Canada by being born of your parents, the first person born. Right, yeah. Sorry, you were born in China, but you're now naturalized, right? So, whatever you were born into man's kingdom. But if you want to be in God's kingdom, the heavenly kingdom, that's a totally different realm. So you have to be born again to really see. Right? If you're not born again, you cannot even see. But if you're born again, you not only see, but you enter into the kingdom of God. This is what it says, John chapter 3, right? Verse 5, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water, which is the water baptism, and the Spirit. So there are two elements that cause you to be born again. You have to be baptized into Christ. Right? And it's by the Spirit. So water and Spirit is there together. You see, it's a mystery. Because water, here's water. My finger cannot go into the table because it's solid. But my finger can go into the water. Right? And in the Bible, the Spirit is likened into water, where you can enter into the water. And the water can enter into me. Right? It's a wonderful example in the Bible. And the second example the Bible gave concerning the Spirit is air. Can you see air? Air. The Luft. Sprichst du Deutsch, ja? No? Italiano. Air, the air. You cannot see the air. But you can breathe the air in. This is really wonderful, right? Now, so, that which is born, I'm sorry, it says here, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Impossible. Impossible. It's not possible. Right? In this world, the science scientists call the plant life, it's called the plant kingdom. And then you have the animal kingdom, right? And then you have the human kingdom. So one kingdom is higher than the other. And now you have a spiritual, heavenly kingdom of God. That's another realm. Right? So, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that is that which is born of the Spirit. Verse 6 is Spirit. Please note the capital S is the Holy Spirit, and the small s, that is the human spirit. Many people do not realize they have a human spirit. Unfortunately, because of sin, the Spirit died, became out of function. You remember when God told Adam, if you eat of that tree of death, which is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall surely die. Right? And we see after Adam and Eve ate of that tree, they're still alive. They are still alive. First of all, the death started in the spirit. And gradually everybody died, even physically. Right? So Nicodemus answered to him and said, how can these things be? Well, Nicodemus is an older gentleman. He's a teacher of the Jews. He didn't understand. Of course, I didn't understand either. How can I be born again? He asked. Can I enter my mother's womb into the second time? Can you? No. But suppose you can. That is still not the birth of the Lord Jesus was talking about. It will still be born of the flesh. You'll be born of the flesh two times. The Lord is not talking about that. The Lord is talking about the birth through the Holy Spirit within your spirit. Right? Then the Lord Jesus answered to him, are you the teacher of Israel and do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak things of which you have not known and have not seen, right? But that we speak that which we know and bear witness of that which we have seen, but you do not receive our witness. So in verse 13, the Lord says, no one has ascended into heaven. Nobody ever got there into the kingdom of God. Right? But what happened? What did he say? But he who descended from heaven, even the Son of Man. So only the Lord Jesus came from there. My, what a wonderful thing. Because he's from above. You and I are from below. He is heavenly, we are earthly. Oh, even worse than that, we are sinful and unholy, but he is holy and righteous. What a different realm, right? Do you want to be a dog? No, you don't want to be a dog, right? Praise the Lord, you're not a dog and I'm not a dog. Because that's a lower kingdom, the animal kingdom. But for a dog to become a human being, do you think it's possible? No. Don't believe in evolution. Even if you have give the dog 10 million years, he will never become a man. I don't want to argue with you about evolution. But it's nonsense. No. God created man in his image. Unfortunately, man fell and sometimes acted like the devil. It's not evolution, it's devolution. At the end, I will call it devolution. Because sin entered and man became like devil sometimes, or many times. Killing, war, envy, strife, adultery, right? Fornication, theft, lying, all kinds of sin. The devil is called the father of lies. So, after sin came into man, I call it devolution. Man acted like the devil himself sometimes. You can really see it. Terrible, terrible. But then, praise the Lord, that's why we need salvation. Because man fell and sin came in. That terrible problem of sin, that's why the Lord came in and accomplished redemption on the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Let's go to chapter 1, verse 29 and 30. The next day, John the Baptist, he saw Jesus coming to him and said, behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. He became our sin offering. No one in this world can take away your sin. tell me of another person who died for your sin? Any religion who can take away your sins? Haven't seen one yet. No. After so many years, after 6,000 years of mankind, the problem and all that, there has been no other solution but one. The Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for you to take away the sin. He is our sin offering. Unique sacrifice for sin. If you read the book of Hebrews, he died once for all to take away the sin of the world. And his blood was shed for the remission of our sins. The law in the book of God says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Yeah. So, praise the Lord. What a wonderful salvation accomplished by the Lord Jesus Christ. But not only that, the Lord Jesus on the cross, well, he accomplished so much. You remember we talked about the brazen... I'm sorry. yeah, I can just erase this, okay? Oh, no?
Yeah, you can erase it. I took a picture already.
Oh, you did? Yeah. I'm just going to draw something, yeah. Thank you, yeah. You remember Moses in Numbers chapter 11, right? Mm. People of Israel in the wilderness, they were bitten by poisonous, fiery snakes, every one of them, because they were rebellious against God. So God sent the snakes. It's very easy. God created everything. He sent the snakes, bite them. And many of them died. So they called to God and asked Moses, Moses, pray for us to God. Give us a solution. If I were Moses, I would tell them, I'm not a doctor, you know. So, Moses, was told by God to make a pole. And certainly something like that there in the pole, to hang a serpent of brass, brazen serpent, you know, brass. So, Moses made a serpent of brass here. Something like that. Something like that. Of course, a serpent is thicker, right? A snake. You know, have you ever seen this sign before? In medicine. Where did they get that idea? They got that idea from Numbers chapter 11. That's why this eventually becomes a sign of medicine, because it heals people, right? So, no, this... The Yishu li mian. C-E, C-E. The Yishu. 不是中医了,中医。 So this is actually a sign of healing. That's why they took it from Numbers 11. Then the Lord told the people in Israel at that time, in the wilderness, if you see the serpents, anyone who wants to be healed, they have to look at a serpent and they will be healed. At a brazen serpent. Now, remember, this is made of brass, right? Brass. A brazen serpent. Brass in the Bible signifies judgment. 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 So, and this is not a real serpent. No, not a real serpent, but a form of a serpent. And God, oh, not 11, I'm sorry, Numbers 21. Thank you, Mary. Thank you. Numbers 21, I'm sorry. Numbers 21, yeah. Right. If you look at this brazen serpent, you'll be healed. Now suppose you were there, Bill, and you say, I don't believe, so you don't look, you'll die. Definitely you'll die. You have no choice, you will die. So anyone who believes and they look at this serpent, they will be healed. Immediately they'll be healed. Now we can turn to John chapter 3 again. Let's go back to John chapter 3. John chapter 3, verse 14, right? John chapter 3, verse 14 says what? Will you read it to me, Moses? Because you're Moses, right?
As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
Amen. This is a wonderful saying. That means the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, is likened unto this brass serpent. You say, wow, the Son of Man is like a serpent? Oh, let me ask you, did Jesus Christ look like a serpent? Absolutely not. You think Jesus Christ is a serpent? No. But why did the Lord compare himself to this serpent lifted up in the wilderness? No, it is not a real serpent, this brass serpent. So if you want to understand this, you have to go to Romans. Let's again go to Romans chapter 8. It's very important for us to see, right? Verse 3, because verse 1 talks about the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free, right? Free from the law of sin and death. Now, what the law, the written law of God's commandment, could not do, weak as it was through our flesh, because the flesh cannot keep the law, God did it, sending his own Son. Now this is very important. In the likeness of the flesh of sin, the sinful flesh, and as an offering for sin, he condemns sin in the flesh. You see, when the Lord Jesus Christ became a man, not a sinful man, but in the likeness only because in him there is no sin. Just like in this serpent of brass, is there sin in it? And the poison of sin of the serpent? No. No. There's no poison here. But it's the likeness of a serpent. And brass signifies he judged. So when the Lord died on the cross as a man, bringing the whole humanity with him on the cross, he judged sin and death in himself. He became the likeness of his sinful flesh. Just the likeness. No sin in him. No sin. Right? I think we explained it already a few times because his birth was from the Virgin Mary. His birth, the conception in Mary, did not come from a man, but from the Holy Spirit. According to the Bible, sin is 传下来, how do you say it? Passed on through the seed of man. That's why it never says, and Eve begot Cain. No. Or Eve begot Abel. No, but it's Adam. Right? Adam, and all the way. Right. You can see that the genealogy is always a genealogy of man, not a genealogy of woman. And so sin is passed on from the seed of man, but the Lord Jesus Christ is the only one that's called the seed of a woman. 女人的后裔，其他的都是男人的后裔。So you can really see that only the Lord Jesus Christ is called the seed of a woman. So although he was incarnated to be a man, sin is not in him. This is really something wonderful. And he overcame all the temptation. Right? You have to realize that God looked at all of the human race as one big human race. Because in 1 Corinthians, how many men are there?
Two
men. The first man, Adam. And who is the second man?
Christ.
So there are only two men. Only two men. In the eyes of God. That's why when Adam sinned, he also became a sinner. I also became a sinner. All men have sinned. Because sin just keep on passing down. Right? So you can really see, so all have sinned. And sin and death reign in all of the human being. So when Christ became a man, he joined the human race. He became a part of the whole. Then he went to the cross and brought with him the entire human race, and including the serpent himself. Now, let us read Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. Would you please read New King James, Moses? A little bit louder. Right. Hebrews chapter 2, right, 14. Yeah, 14.
Okay. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same.
Shared in the same, remember, except sin, right? Okay.
That through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil.
Amen. He destroyed the devil. So that's why this serpent, when the Lord was crucified on the cross, not only he took away the sin of the world, he's not only the Lamb of God who took away the sin of the world, but he also judged that serpent on the cross. So Satan was fully defeated. So if today you're a son of God and you do not live according to the flesh, but you live according to the Spirit, then sin has no more dominion over you. As far as I'm concerned, that serpent is dead. Because the Lord Jesus crushed the head of the serpent on the cross. This is wonderful. Right? That's why the Lord has to deal with sin and the devil. Then the Holy Spirit can come into you, you and all of us, to regenerate us. We will experience now the regeneration, the second birth. Right? Now going back to John chapter 1, going back to chapter 1, now, let me read to you verse 9, right? Or, okay, starting in verse 9, would you please read?
Mm-hmm. That was the true light.
Jesus Christ was a true light.
Which gives light to every man coming into the world.
Amen.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him. And the world did not know him.
Sad, isn't it? So sad. He was in the world, and the world was made by him. And the world did not know him. Can you imagine that? Okay, continue.
He came to his own.
His own, namely the Jews.
And his own did not receive him.
Even the Jews did not receive him. They crucified him. Okay, please.
But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God.
Praise God. Read it again. That is a wonderful verse. I like that.
But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God.
Amen.
To those who believe in his name.
Right.
Who were born.
Who were what?
Born.
Adopted.
Born,
who were taken out of the garbage can. Who were born. Born, my goodness. You have to realize, born. You were born, right? From your parents, of course, me too. Right? Otherwise, we won't be here. No, the second birth is from God. Born. Not just believe. But when you believe, you receive him. And the Spirit comes into your spirit, deep within you, and becomes your life, and you were born. The word born means give birth. Something that is living. Right? Go ahead. Yes. Born. Not of blood. Not human. Not a fleshly blood. Yeah.
Nor of the will of the flesh.
Right. Amen.
But of God.
Praise God. Not the will of man. So don't just listen to man. No. You listen to God. Even if your parents tell you no, you say sorry. The first birth comes from you, but the second birth, you cannot give me the second birth. Suppose your mom says, nope, I don't want you to believe in Christ. What would you do? Exactly. Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Mom and Dad. The second birth doesn't come from you. The second birth comes from God. You have no right to stop me. Wonderful. Born of God. Isn't that good? To be born of God. So, Valentino, how many times were you born? Tonight you have to tell me, you know, only one time or two times. You see, it's not good enough just to be born the first time. You need to be born again from God. The first time you got a human life from your mom and dad. The second time you will get a wonderful divine life from the Spirit of God who comes into you. Right. And only because the Lord Jesus Christ went up to the cross and took care of sin and took away the sin of the world. Because if sin is not dealt with, then the Holy Spirit cannot come in, because God cannot mix himself with a sinful flesh. But now, after redemption and salvation is accomplished, now the Spirit of God can come into you and come into anyone who truly receives the Lord Jesus Christ from his heart. So to believe is not just to believe in the existence of God. To believe is to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as the Spirit into your spirit. Then you're born again. Not only you have received the forgiveness of sin, the wonderful thing is that you become a child of God, a son of God. Praise the Lord. You know, you have to treasure that. So, Benny, are you just a man? You should say, no, not just a man, but now I'm a son of God. Right? Yeah, praise the Lord. This is really wonderful. It says, now who were born, not of the blood, human blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Praise the Lord. But of God. Right? Now let's continue to read. What verse should we read? Let's read Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4, would you please read verses, let's read the two sendings, okay? Right. Go ahead, please. I'm in 2 Corinthians. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Galatians chapter 4, 4 to 6. Or 7, 4 to 7.
But when the fullness of the time had come,
that was 2,000 years ago,
God sent forth His Son.
Who is His Son?
Jesus.
God sent forth His Son.
Born of a woman.
You see? Born of a woman. That's really wonderful. Born of a virgin. Okay? This is what Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14 tells us. Okay.
Born under the law. To redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons.
That we might receive the sonship. The huiotesia. The huiotesia. This means sonship in Greek. You know, I don't know why. A lot of translation says adoption as son, because I'm not adopted. I'm born of God. Right? Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Because you are sons.
You see, because you're sons.
God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts.
Yes.
Crying out, Abba, Father.
Abba, Father. What did God send?
The Spirit of His Son.
You see, the first time God sent His beloved Son to accomplish redemption on the cross. Then, after His death and resurrection, now God sent the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of His Son, to enter into your heart. And deeper than that, to give birth, the second birth, to your spirit. And what happened when the Spirit comes into you? What do you cry? Abba, Father. Abba, Father. Bill, 你是不是时常呼求阿爸父啊？哎呀，太可惜了。你是不是时常叫你爸爸 ？You call your dad very often? Yes, right? Is your dad here tonight? No. Yeah, where is the But your children call you daddy all the time, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
All the time.
That's my name.
Huh?
To them, that's my name.
To them, that's not only your name, that's a real loving relationship. Now, how come you don't call Him Abba Father, John? How often do you call God Abba? I heard so many brothers and sisters always call Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Jesus, Lord Jesus. How many times do you call Lord Jesus? Many times now, because you appreciate Him dying for you. Because you need help. And the Lord is your help to you. Lord, help me. Why don't you call Him Abba Father? Every time you come home, what did the children say?
Daddy.
Daddy, and run to you and give you a big hug, right?
Yeah.
Is it because they need your help?
No,
they love their daddy. Don't just call Jesus because you need His help. No, you need to call the Heavenly Father, Abba Father. You should say, Abba Father, I love you. Abba Fushina. It's a very intimate calling. Abba Father. Right? In fact, one brother asked, what is the meaning of Abba? It's just like daddy, papa. Papa, what do you call your papa? Papa.
Papa.
Papa. Papa. Right? But if you call the Pope Papa, you know, they also call it Papa, right? Papa. No relationship. It's just a title there. Right? And the Lord says, you call no one your father. Meaning to say, a spiritual person. Don't call them father because they're not your father. You can call your physical father, father. And you call your heavenly father, Abba, father. Abba, father. Fua, Abba, Fua. 你知道中国的皇帝啊, 如果你是皇帝的儿子, 你不叫他皇帝, 你叫他父皇, 对不对? 因为他是你的父, 比其他的称呼皇帝, 亲密多了, 对不对? 是父皇。 So, he's our heavenly father, 我们的父神, 阿爸父神。 Right? This is a really a wonderful, intimate, close relationship to God. Right? And the Spirit within you will bring you into such a wonderful, intimate relationship with Him. Yes. Because the Spirit will receive from the Father and the Son and disclose them to you. This is really the gospel. Now this wonderful God who is the creator of everything, oh, many, 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 many times in the Bible, in the whole scriptures, God who created the heavens and the earth. Right. The earth didn't come from a bang, and all of a sudden, after a million of years, and all of a sudden, something happened. They didn't even know how it happened. But it is God who created the heavens and the earth in a very meaningful way. Right? Even God told Job, where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Well, the earth has foundation, do you know that? Where were I when I measured this earth? And God even measured it. When all the sons of God, referring to the angels, were rejoicing and shouting out of joy, you think they will be happy and rejoicing when they see a chaos? No, definitely not. Right? You think God will create a chaos and then go to sleep and let that chaos 1 million years? You think God does that? Definitely not. I don't care what other people believe. No. Tonight, we all need to know the Father. That is why in the Bible you have this wonderful triune God, the three in one. One in three. Why? Because God wants to bring us into this wonderful relationship with Him. In Galatians says, and if you are sons, then you are what? You didn't finish reading yet. Verse 7.
Therefore you are no longer a slave.
Right.
But a son.
Amen. What would you prefer, to be a slave or a son? No choice, right? John, you don't have to ask that question. Of course the son, right? But why do you still want to be a slave? No more a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God, or an heir of God. Wow, an heir of God. An heir of God. God who created the whole universe. And the whole universe belonged to Him. And we, one day when the Lord Jesus comes back, we will be heirs of God. We don't even know where to begin to talk about it. Right? Romans chapter 4. Paul says, God promised Abraham that he and his seed will inherit the world. Wonderful. Right? So, if you're not born again, you're missing a lot. Right. You're missing a lot. Right? People in this world are so much just for the material things in this world, a good job, a good family, a good car, and a good house, and that's all. What about inheriting the whole world? What about being co-kings with Christ? Right? Paul said it twice here. Right? Moses, would you read chapter 3 for us?
Chapter 3.
Right. Verse 27. Oh, verse 25, beginning verse 25. Well, 26, sorry, 26.
But you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
Through faith in Christ Jesus. And you have to realize, it's not saying, okay, I believe. No. Not like that, no. But the Lord has opened your eyes to see who this wonderful Jesus Christ is, what he accomplished. Right? Okay. You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Continue.
For as many of you as were baptized into Christ.
Oh, not just faith, but baptism. Right? Baptize what? Into the water.
Into Christ.
No, into the water. What did it say?
Baptized into Christ.
Oh, maybe you have the wrong Bible. How about John's Bible? What does it say, Valentino?
Into Christ.
Into Christ. Baptism is to put you into Christ. To make you one with Christ. This is not a simple matter. Baptism is not just a formality. It's not joining a religion. No. It's not being baptized into a Roman Catholic religion. No. It is to baptize you, to put you into Christ Jesus. And what happens if you're baptized into Christ?
Put on Christ.
What?
Put on Christ.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And there is neither Jew nor Greek.
Mm-hmm.
There is neither slave nor free.
Amen.
There is neither male nor female.
Right.
For you are all one in Christ Jesus.
My goodness. Yeah. And then continue.
And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
Amen. Heirs according to the promise. Don't miss it. You know, this is not a doctrine. This is a reality. You need to have the consciousness, I'm going to inherit with Christ together. Right? Heirs together with Christ. Because now we are being baptized into Christ. You should see that all of these are related to one another. All of these are related to one another. It's no good just to know it. No. But you have to grow into it. Because one day you're going to inherit. Right. So today you have to start to be trained spiritually, to be holy, to be sanctified, to mature. Right? Because chapter 4, verse 1, would you read, please?
Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he is master of all.
Suppose your father is very rich. Suppose, right? He is a trillionaire. Oh, wow. And you are a son of your father. But you're only 2 years old, a baby, or maybe 5 years old, or even 12. Can you? And you're an heir, definitely an heir. But suppose your father just gave you the trillion. If you're just 7 years old, maybe five, what would you do with it?
Buy lots of toys.
You buy lots of toys. You wouldn't know what to do with it. And many Christians are like that. They're saved, and that's all. Hallelujah, I'm saved. They didn't know that it's a life. A wonderful divine life comes into you, and that life must grow within you. You must mature in life. So all they want to do is to go to heaven. But the Bible didn't say that. The Bible says the Lord wants to train you to one day become an heir and rule the universe with the Lord. But if you remain a babe in Christ, then how can an infant, a babe, understand everything? Right? Well, let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Okay, would you please read again for us, Moses? Yeah, verse 1.
Okay. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ.
Oh, that means those Christians who are still babes in Christ did not grow in the spiritual life. They are carnal, just like people who are an unbeliever. They don't understand the spiritual things. So, we have to be born again to receive the life of the Lord Jesus Christ in us. And then we have to let this life grow in us. We have to cooperate to grow. Right. How old are you today? 22. Well, you are an adult. Finish your studies, you're working, right? Suppose you're 2, not 22. Suppose you're just 2. Do you know anything? No. And many Christians today, they don't know anything. But no, they have never read the Bible. And even if they have read it, there is no spiritual revelation and light. So Paul calls them babes in Christ. 在基督里为婴孩, 不懂属天的事, 还是活在这个肉体的里面, 吵架, 嫉妒, 哇, 很多问题, 你看孩子的问题多得很, 对不对? So many problems. Because a baby, a child, 3 years old, a terrible 4, you know. What do you call it, a terrible 3? A terrible 2, my goodness. Aren't you glad you're 22 and not 2? Terrible 2, my goodness. Right? So today, we all need to mature in life. To know the Father, to know the Son, to know the Holy Spirit. To know this wonderful triune God. And remember, it is the Father who is seeking for the true worshipers. So, 很多人祷告啊，到今天啊，德华弟兄啊，很多啊，在那个泰国啊，你会听见很多主耶稣啊，哦，主啊，主啊，主耶稣啊，主耶稣啊，没有人，很少人祷告阿爸父神啊，对不对？ 是这样吧，是这样啊。Because they're not used to it, right? Now, okay, today you will say, okay, I'm going to change today. No, it's not a matter of changing. It's a matter of developing a living, loving relationship with the Father. Then when you say, Abba, Father, it is out of your heart to Him. Because now you're getting a inner sense of this wonderful Father who loves you, who gave birth to you. Like Peter says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who regenerated us through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. It's 9 o'clock. I know you're all tired coming from work, and right, a lot of you, no, you're not tired. I hope you're from touring Toronto. Anyway, but you have to realize that God is a living God. Because Valentino came here the first time, and I'm so happy to see you, because I know your grandfather very, very well. So your grandfather loves the Lord very much, and also your grandmother. Yeah. That's why tonight I thought I will share something of the gospel with you. I hope that you will know this wonderful God even much better than your grandfather. Right. Right. So may the Lord really open all of our eyes to really know the living God in a living way.
Amen.
Not in a religion way, a way of religion. No, forget about the religion. God, the living God, has no intention to organize a big religion on this earth like the Vatican. And that has nothing to do with God. And God has nothing to do with that. No. Right? But God wants you to have a relationship with you, because you are now a son of God. If you receive the Lord Jesus Christ and you're baptized into him, to be born of the water and of the Spirit. So the Lord said in the book of Mark 16, verse 16, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. Right. So praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. I hope that we all appreciate this wonderful gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's the good news. Better than computer. Definitely. A million times better, right? So it doesn't mean that we shouldn't work anymore, but this is the most important news in the whole universe. If you miss that, you missed everything. Amen. Praise the Lord.